Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now,
the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Yesterday, Hannah was out for a work thing and she got burnt. She had suffered burns.
Mm-hmm. I do. I have a burn mark on my thumb.
What happened? So Kevin and I were hearing about you guys filming a video for Gateway Metro. And you're like, oh man, did I tell you about the burn marks I got? And Kevin's like,
at a credit union? What's
yeah,
going on?
They are not to fault. It is me and AB all just being idiots. We were trying to light a birthday candle and AB was like, oh, I got a lighter. And I was like, okay, cool. I'm thinking she has one of those like long ones
yeah, like
that you
Bic,
use for
those
a candle.
Big old Bic ones, you know? Yeah.
Oh no. She had like a Sig lighter.
You don't even smoke, do you?
No. And I can't use this thing either.
Why do you have one? Do you just had it? You want to
pick
it up at the gas station?
It's just the only one I had on me.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
On you.
Well, at my house.
And so AB tried it. She couldn't do it. I tried it. And I got it, but the only way I could get it to light the candles is if I was also burning my thumb at the same time.
Because the wind was blowing it back.
Like, there was nothing.
On her finger.
Why
was,
did you guys have to do birthday candles? Is it part of the video?
Yeah, they're turning 90,
look
everything
at
is
they're like Betty White.
On,
they still got it, huh?
Oh, yeah, they got it. They got it good. So we took a video celebrating, like, all their special deals and everything they have this year. And, yeah, my finger got burnt in the process.
You like Gateway Metro, though, so it was worth it.
Right.
That's how much you like them. You're willing,
Gateway Metro.
You're willing to get, you know, suffer burn marks for them. So,
right.
Yeah. Burn me up.
Yeah,
but a good deal on my auto
thumbs
loan.
Up.
And we're good.
Did you guys eat the cake afterwards? Was it good?
We did. And it was funny because the cake had like a plastic covering on the sides of it so it wouldn't like slide around or whatever. And AB was like, okay, let's take it off. I'm like, well, no, I don't want to take it off because then when I put it back in my car, like, I don't want it to get everywhere. We're like, okay, so we just went top.
Mind you, we're sitting on the side of the road on the curb.
Yeah. And so we just started digging into this cake, like, top down. And I brought it back home. And AB was like, oh, it's kind of weird. I was like, no, it's fine. It's fine. I brought it back home, and my entire family was like, Hannah, it looks like you did something dirty here. Like, what is up with this cake? And I just had to explain, but nobody gets it.
You guys had a weird day.
Yeah.
Actually.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Kevin, your day wasn't like that, was it at
no,
all?
No, I was at urgent care.
What were you at urgent care? What is wrong with this show? What happened?
Influenza A is running through my family. My daughter was there. And,
oh, dang.
You know, I don't know how much we spent, but it was basically, yeah, you got the flu. Can you give us anything? No, that's okay.
Oh,
just go
awesome.
Home. Just enjoy.
Look at AB.
You know.
AB literally has put up a wall around
yeah,
you.
She needs to. It's serious,
they
man.
Couldn't give her anything.
It's a quad-demic, people. It's a quad-demic. We got four things coming at once. COVID, influenza A, flu, cold, all this other stuff. Be careful.
Kev literally just said it. The
norovirus.
The whole studio is going to get sick. Wow, yeah. Great.
Great.
Yeah.
Happy Wednesday.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Hannah passed on the story and keep it moving, but it intrigued me because it's some great news. A 20-year-old pizza guy in Indiana went viral on TikTok after he walked a half a mile in a snowstorm to bring someone their pizza. Sadly, they only tipped him $2.
Isn't that crazy? What a jerk,
goodness.
Right? Someone shows up in a snowstorm or an ice storm, you got to give them a bigger
walking
tip.
Walking right. Half a mile is unheard of.
Exactly.
And the reason they knew he was walking that is because a cop saw it. And
that's
saw
right.
It. Look at this guy going for it. This pizza delivery guy goes the extra mile, legit.
Exactly. Officer Richard Craig saw him walking and posted the video. And he was also so impressed with his work ethic that he created a GoFundMe page.
Wow.
And here's the real tip that this 20-year-old pizza guy got. The last time I checked it, it's over $40,000.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
$40,000 tip for walking a half a mile in the snow to give someone their pepperoni pizza. Look
That's
at that.
That's some great news.
Yeah.
So don't pass on all the stories, Hannah.
Yeah. I don't know what psycho passed on that.
Who didn't
want to
hear that story? What a beautiful story. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
Very specific poll the day on the Brett Maga Show. Would you drink milk that was left in your car for hours when it is 53 degrees out? Very specific
Ooh.
Poll. I want a very specific, because I know someone on the show did that. It's guzzling it by the gallon.
Mm-hmm.
AB.
Yep. It was not 53 degrees out at night.
It was 53 degrees yesterday.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but I knew I had to bring it in this morning for like a little TikTok we're making, and I didn't want to forget it, so I left it in my car all night.
I don't see a problem with it at all.
Yeah, I don't.
She's guzzling it. She's drinking it first off out of the gallon thing,
which I always do.
Just like
I buy a half a gallon so that it's not like too heavy for me to hold and drink.
But I don't see a problem with her leaving it in the car overnight.
All night?
No,
you
like
cannot
if you
leave milk
if you
on, you're
feel
going...
it, it's cold.
No.
I'm kind of on team Brett on this.
Thank you!
And I'll tell you
finally.
Why. Had it been a couple of days ago where we were still in the zero temps and things like that, no problem. But yeah, we're like
in
right
the
on 50s. That above. Yeah, we're
I put
above,
a poll on my
freezing.
Instagram and most people said, yeah, it's safe to drink.
No, they lied to you.
That was me on multiple counts. Fine.
Hannah literally says, we're in Florida when she's reading the weather. Get your bikini out. That's what she's been saying for the weather updates. And it's in the 50s.
Overnight,
she's
going
to die. This is it.
Milk.
This is how we look.
I mean, I leave everything. Yesterday, AV and I needed a cake for a video we filmed. I left that in there overnight.
Yeah, but cake's different. Milk is like one of those things that spoils like that.
But
yeah.
You know when it's spoiled.
Do you?
Know? Like the second you drink it, you know when it's spoiled, and this one is
and
not.
Then you just keep drinking it. Like, oh, yeah, this one's spoiled.
I
just keep going.
That you can leave more food out than you think, and it's fine.
All right. I think this is it. You had a good run. You died from expired food. That's how I think I'm going to go. Someone's going to set me up, and I'm going to eat expired food, and then I'm going to die.
It's going to be me. Oh.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Keep it moving. We put 2 minutes on the clock. I read off headlines that are trending, and Hannah either tells me, scroll past that headline or tell me more. Let's find out how the St. Louis Aquarium lets you feed your ex to an animal.
How so?
All right. Around Valentine's Day, a lot of companies do this, but the aquariums is really fun. So the aquarium does Love Bites. It's a fundraiser giving people a chance to get revenge on an ex-partner. You simply donate from all the way up until February 28th. You can do like $10 donation, and they'll feed like a cricket or something to the tortoises. You could feed it to a chameleon. You could feed it to a lizard. But based off your donation, you can feed bugs that you name as as your ex, and then you can get video footage of the bug eating and consuming that.
Well, I like that you get like a receipt. Yeah, of what
I'm
it
obsessed
is.
With that. That is so funny.
I know they give you the video footage back. There's a wildlife sanctuary that's letting you do it to a wildcat. It's called the Bloody Valentine.
Oh,
and a $50
wow.
$50 donation gets you a bloody heart that they give to a wildcat, and then you could watch you get video of a wildcat devouring up this bloody heart.
I don't
heart.
Need to see that.
That seems
that's
a little
much.
Too vulgar for me.
The
I'm
heart,
good with like a little.
I mean, the heart is funny though, because they broke your heart.
It's
and
funny,
then it's just,
but like, holy cow.
Yeah. There's another one that
is
has.
Is it funny? I think it's scary.
There's another one where you name a litter box after your ex, and then at the like at the cat place, they will have their name like Chuck, and then the cat's like pooping the litter box.
Oh my gosh.
They're going crazy. Get paid $1,000 to taste test Costco's Super Bowl snacks.
Okay, ooh. How?
So Finance Buzz is hiring one person to taste 20 different Super Bowl snacks from Costco. They're going to pay you $1,000, and you get a $500 gift card to buy all the food at Costco.
Wow.
You get to apply till next Wednesday to be the snack champion snacker.
That's a win all around.
One person?
I know. One person gets this the best job
on
the
planet.
Right? It's everyone's dream job.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Let's do a special edition of Hannah's Homeschool. We have Melody, who works for Voice and is going to help us with Project Cupid, where we hand distribute out homemade Valentines made from classrooms to senior citizen facilities. And Voice is going to help us distribute about to senior citizen facilities. Melody's come up to help out with that and kick Hannah's butt in Hannah's homeschool.
Oh, boy.
I love how you guys went from friends to rivals really quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Real quick. Yeah.
Melody, would you consider yourself a pop culture queen?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. The queen of all queens, actually. That's what I've heard.
She does know what she's talking about.
She does. So how Hannah's homeschool works, Melody, you know. Hannah leaves the room. We make her stand outside. We gossip
about
her.
Bye.
And don't worry, Melody. We'll help you. And then we'll just talk a lot of trash about Hannah. She stands outside the room. I'll ask 5 pop culture questions to Melody, and then Hannah will come back in, and we'll ask the same 5 questions. What do you really think of Hannah?
I think Hannah's great.
Oh, dang it. Melody is too nice. All right. First question is, which artists are Swifties mad at that he named his tour I Am the Problem? It's a country artist known for throwing chairs off of buildings in Nashville.
Oh, gosh. I know who you're talking about, but I cannot think of his name. I'm going with my classic answer, Travis Kelce.
It is not Travis Kelce.
Okay.
All right. Grammys are this weekend. Name an artist nominated for Album of the Year.
Taylor Swift.
Girlfriend. Yeah.
It's gotta be Taylor Swift.
The director of E.T. said that he fought hard against a sequel. Who directed E.T.?
Travis Kelce.
No. Kevin, do you want to phone a friend on that? We'll let you phone a friend.
Okay. All right. Kevin, help me out.
He is the guy responsible for so many great films. Jaws, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Steven Spielberg?
Yes.
Steven Spielberg.
Melody got there with help.
Okay. All right.
Don't tell Hannah we did that. All right. Since you love Travis Kelce so much, let's give you a Travis Kelce question.
Okay, great.
Travis Kelce's brother used to play for what football team?
The Eagles.
Look at you. Yay. We just need to give her more Travis Kelce. What's Travis Kelce's middle name? No, I'm joking. Reese Witherspoon said people thought she was a real lawyer after she did what movie?
I don't know.
Think about when she's blonde.
Legally Blonde?
Legally Blonde!
Yay!
Nice 4 out of 5. Hannah's going to have her work cut out for her, and we didn't help Melody at all.
No.
One song away. We'll see how she does.
Hannah's Homeschool!
So we had Melody come in and play Hannah's Homeschool. And Hannah, did you just see how much fun we were having with Melody?
Yeah, I was having FOMO out there.
We didn't miss you at all.
Thank you.
And Melody, tell her how many you got right.
I got 4 right.
Dang!
And she didn't
I didn't have any help.
No help at all.
Yep.
We're lying.
We always lie a lot.
All right. Question number 1 is the only question that Melody missed. All right.
Okay.
Which artists are Swifties mad at for, and rightfully so, that he has named his tour "I Am the Problem"?
Morgan Wallen, and we got like a beef in the studio about this.
Hannah loves Morgan Wallen because she thinks that he checked her out at a concert, but he was just looking at the lights.
Okay, you didn't have to bring that up. Okay.
The Grammys are this weekend. Name one artist nominated for Album of the Year.
Sabrina Carpenter.
That is correct. We are all talking about how this is one of the most competitive years. You could have chose Beyonce, Taylor Swift, Billie Eilish, Sabrina Carpenter.
I almost
went
Billie Eilish.
Yep. Okay, you're 2 for 2. The director of E.T. said that he fought hard against a sequel. Who directed E.T.? Kevin did not help Melody at all with
Tom
this question.
Hanks?
Tom Hanks did
what?
Not
no,
direct
but he has directed Tom Hanks.
Oh, that helped. That probably
yeah,
helped.
Yeah, that
her.
Doesn't do anything for me.
Melody, tell
what?
Her.
What?
Steven Spielberg.
Yeah. All right, you can't miss here on out.
No pressure.
Melody is a big Travis Kelce fan. So we have a Travis Kelce question.
Great. It's sports. I'll probably get it wrong.
Travis Kelce just made the Super Bowl.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, for playing for the Chiefs, his brother used to play for what team?
Philadelphia Eagles.
Whoa!
Uh-huh. No hesitation.
So it all comes down to this question. Hannah versus Melody for the win. Tie goes towards Hannah. Reese Witherspoon said people thought she was a real lawyer after she did what movie?
Legally Blonde,
Legally
baby!
Blonde. Hannah, you couldn't have been nice to our guests. You had to beat her looking right at the
eye.
All right. Melody has to look Hannah in the face and say, this is Melody and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Melody and I got schooled by Hannah.
Oh, look at Hannah clapped in her face. Wow.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's see if we can get the Mega Mind question of the day correct. It's a number this time. How many texts do you think the average person sends a day?
Sends a day.
Yeah, what's the number you think of how many text messages you're sending, Hannah?
I'm going to say 30.
30.
Oh, I don't think it's that many. I think it's half that. 15.
15.
I'm going to say 40.
40. No one got it, and I don't even know if I consider anyone close. How many text messages do you think the average person sends in a day? How many text messages do you send every single day? That answer is coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
Let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. How many texts does the average person send a day?
I guess 30, but apparently that's way off.
Now I'm thinking maybe it's over 100.
Okay, now you think it's bigger.
Yeah. Dang. Okay, text from our listeners. The musician family texted in and said 90. Mr. Metal said 300. Dang.
We're all
Sisters,
over.
Sisters Olivia and Margot say 96. Teacher Suzanne says 65. Nurse Terry says 72. Are we even in the ballpark?
85 text messages every single
day. A day?
That's what the average person...
I mean, I feel like I should have changed my answer. I've probably gotten at least 40 this morning.
Yeah.
So,
it's AB's,
I need to have a conversation.
AB's running that average up. Yeah.
Wow.
85. Kevin's face is blown away. He's still a finger texter.
We'll text you
one
more,
finger.
Kev. Don't worry.
I appreciate that.
He's a one finger texter. He's like, I said
15, and I thought that was a lot. I guess I'm.
Oh, Kev.
Mega Minds.
This time of the year is one of the sweetest, most loving times of the year for the Brett Mega Show because we launched the Cupid Project. This is where we asked, this all started organically last year, guys, where we asked a teacher, like, hey, is there a teacher that wants to have their classroom make handmade Valentines? And then we'll take those, like, that classrooms of Valentines, we'll drop them off at a nursing home or senior citizen living facility to let them know people still love you, mm-hmm. still care about you. Last year, we had 19 schools. We launched year number two of this. Mentioned it one time on the air. We're at 20 plus schools.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where we're going to go hand collect these Valentines made from 20 different schools. Full schools are doing it. They have assemblies. They have all of these kids just throwing all of their hard work and effort and creativity and love into these Valentines. And then we're going to go distribute them to nursing homes and senior citizen facilities. But one of the hardest parts about doing this is Hannah, who organized it all last year, was actually finding senior citizen facilities to distribute them to.
Yeah, I mean, it was really stressful. I was already coordinating with all the different schools and then to call the nursing homes, and some of them didn't like fully understand, or they'd be intimidating, have us like come in with our video equipment and stuff. So luckily we found Melody.
Yeah, Melody Fox from Voice is going to come here and be part of the distribution to the nursing home. So thank you so much for everyone at Voice and for what you guys do.
Of course. Voice is used to doing this kind of thing because we run Project Holiday Cheer. So we distribute Christmas cards to the nursing homes, and we've got a good system in place. We've got a lot of volunteers. So we're excited to help out with this project.
Now talk to us about the feeling that those senior citizens get when they receive these Valentines or they receive the Christmas cards, because a lot of them have family members who can't visit or no longer visit or live farther away or whatever reason. What is the feeling and the vibe that they get when they receive these cards?
Yeah, loneliness is a huge problem in nursing homes, and it's one of the big reasons that we do Project Holiday Cheer, is just to bring a little bit of warmth and a smile. And so we love that you guys are doing this. Our residents love cards from kids especially. So I love that you guys are working with the elementary schools and getting the kids to make the cards, because those are always really special. Those go over so well. They always bring a smile. We get reports that the residents are so happy. They keep the cards in their rooms. Mm-hmm. So we're really excited about this.
They really do. Last year when we went to the nursing homes, they were like keeping them kids like keeping baseball cards.
Yes,
like back
hilarious.
In the day, man. They're like, this one I'm keeping. I'm going to put it up.
I want this one.
Yeah, I want this one.
It was adorable to watch them fight each other almost to keep the cards.
Yeah.
They're like, no, I'm going to read this. I'm taking this one with me. And you could just see that they just love that somebody reached out to say Happy Valentine's Day.
And I think one of the things that maybe we don't realize, just because our lives get busy and there's always something happening, is it's probably not the same for those in nursing homes. There's a lot of downtime. There's a lot of loneliness. And I didn't even realize how big of a problem it was in nursing homes. And then they have the younger generation, who probably makes them feel like, do they even get it? Do they even know my existence? To have the younger generation really get it and say that, hey, we care about you. We love you. Kevin, you had said that, like, when you picked up some of the cards, how creative they were and you were just inspired by it.
Yeah, it's amazing to me how the kids get it. And I'm not just talking about the little kids or the high school kids. All the kids get it. And it's neat that the teachers have instilled in their students how important it is just to appreciate your elders. And that's why it's such a big deal when we go out to these living facilities and get a chance to see their faces light up when they read them, because you realize this is cross-generational. The kids get a chance to say, hey, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for being in our lives. Thank you for all you've done in your generation. And then the older generation gets that feeling of, hey, I am appreciated. You know, this is awesome. Thanks for reaching out to me. It's just an awesome full circle moment.
It's cross-generation and it's also cross-community. I mean, we're traveling all over Missouri. We're traveling all over Illinois to pick up these Valentines. And this year it's crazy because it's not even just classrooms. It's entire schools that are getting involved. And they get it. And then the teachers tell their friends, and we're getting all different kids from all different walks of life to participate in this. And like Kevin said, they truly get it. So hopefully when we drop off these cards with Melody and everything, the senior citizens can truly take in the fact that they have the entire community wrapping their arms around them during this season.
It's so awesome. It's so special. And we collect them, but it's really your kids who are making them. It's your classrooms who are, and your teachings that are instilled into your kids. And then Melody and the team at Voice distributing them out. So much love is spread across generations and across your community. So thank you for Melody, you guys helping us, because like we just threw it out up on the air. Like, who wants to help? And you guys stepped up. So appreciate it, Melody.
Yeah, absolutely.
Together, we're going to make a difference this year with Project Cupid. If you want to get involved, you can always reach out to us on Instagram or see all our videos and follow the whole journey on Instagram on The Brett Mega Show. Commercial free on The Brett Mega Show. If you guys remember, we kind of gave AB's friend some crap, I guess, for a lack of better words, because of how she asked her to be her maid of honor. One of AB's best friends just recently got engaged and then asked AB to be her maid of honor in a text message.
Yes, and everyone was making fun of her. And I was like, guys, it's the unofficial ask. Like, the real ask is coming.
I actually, for the record, I actually thought that was good enough. Like, I gave her crap because I actually don't
you
like
would.
Big promposals,
right.
Big proposals. But just when we thought that the ask via text message couldn't get any worse, she...
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this and totally redeem yourself.
She's back, guys.
Absolutely.
She has totally redeemed herself. She got a official ask to be maid of honor.
In the cutest way possible, too.
What happened?
So she made me like a custom newspaper. And there's a picture of us on the front, and she named it the Crane Chronicle because that's going to be her new last name.
Love it!
And so there's a picture of us on the front, and it says, will you be my maid of honor? And then you open it, and there's two pages that it's funny because we're both very like artsy, crafty people. So I know like she like was not using a template. She like literally like made the whole thing. There's like 20 pictures of us with a Ben Platt quote down the middle,
which is
on one side,
like core, yes, core live.
And then on the other side, it's like a what to expect. And I think it's funny because, you know, you always hear like type A brides that expect so much out of like all of their bridal party. She said, as a type B bride. So she's like, I'm not asking much. Like,
really? Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
And so she listed just kind of like everything we need to know.
This ask creating your own newspaper seems a little over the top.
Exactly.
That seems type A to me.
Exactly. It seems a little extreme. Exactly. So I felt like we were good with the text message.
Exactly.
Now we're doing a custom-made newspaper.
You know, I mean, I don't know what type B is.
Yes.
I would be a type F.
Yeah. I was good with the text message. So a custom-made newspaper that has chronicles your entire friendship.
And then she has like a headshot of everybody in the bridal party, and my Brett Mega Show headshot is the headshot.
Hey,
so there you go.
Good call.
And then there's like possible weekends for the bachelorette party and all this stuff. And then on the back, which I actually didn't see at first, and Hannah was looking at it and she was like, oh, like there's a little card on the back. And I was like, there is? I was like, I didn't even see that.
Well,
wrote me like a whole card.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much to look at. I've seen many like maid of honor ask in my day. I love to look up stuff like that on TikTok. I have never seen someone ask to be in a bridal party in a cuter way than you just got.
Yes.
Like, that is the
cutest. It's so
cutest.
Custom to, like, me and hers relationship.
Yes. So personalized.
Man, I actually was 100% not lying that I thought, when you're a friend with somebody, you can't say no. You don't need to go. I do really do believe that.
That's
you don't have to
true.
Go over the top. I feel like you could send a text message like, I want you there by my side. You guys are bonded for life. But seeing this and the thought that she put into it and how much she became like a newspaper article chronicling yeah.
Chronicling
your guys' friendship and your journey and what she expects from each of the bridesmaids. And it seems like yours is made for you, AB. Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing the other bridesmaids has, you know, their own newspaper and their own story of their friendship. It really is like super sweet.
She put like a pink bow around the newspaper, mm-hmm. right, AV?
Yeah. It was like, it looked like a real newspaper.
Still don't think you need to do it, but that was, now I'm starting to understand why people do it, because it's absolutely adorable.
And there was another part to it. What else? Didn't she send you something else?
The flowers?
Yeah,
yes,
I got flowers.
It ain't
too
cheap to do that.
Yeah, and she surprised her in the middle of work. She actually came in the middle of the show, and AB's like,
so London doesn't live here, but her mom does. And so her mom had texted me and was just like, hey, are you at work? I have something to give you. And I was like, I guess. So I had to run down and grab it. And I was like, oh, this is what it is.
Yeah, super cute way of asking to be a maid of honor. Sounds like everyone likes it better than the text message.
Mm-hmm.
You should have at the least the text made the newspaper article.
Oh my gosh.
Breaking news at the top.
Right.
Breaking news. AB said, yeah, I'm not too busy to be your maid of honor. Hannah, what is breaking news in the entertainment world?
Someone who will not have a maid of honor is Megan Fox, and I'll explain why in 3 minutes.
It's going down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
It was a tragic event to hear and see about, but we know that Machine Gun Kelly really fumbled the bag when it came to Megan Fox. They're no longer together. They haven't been together for a couple of months. And the rumor was it was because Megan found quote unquote suspicious material on Machine Gun Kelly's phone, which I will never understand how you could be with Megan Fox and still want to get someone on the side. Like,
right?
I don't understand. Well, as if it couldn't be worse, sources say that they are now not talking or in each other's lives, which is a really big deal because Megan is pregnant with his child. She's due in March. So that's a really sad update. I hate to learn that. I hate to hear that. Sources say that Megan seems to be done with him and everyone in her orbit is actually happy about it. They feel like she finally came to her senses by shutting him out of her life. That's never an easy thing, and I can't imagine how she feels to be pregnant in the midst of finding all this information out. So I feel terrible for her. Unclear what will happen when like Megan goes into labor. The sources didn't like leak any information of like, oh, he's going to be in the baby's life. He's not going to be in the baby's life. We don't really know information about that yet. Maybe they don't know, but
that's what I'm concerned about. Like, good for Megan Fox for saying, hey, down the stretch of this pregnancy, because it's, you know, down the home stretch and it's really challenging, that I don't need those stressors or those distractions. But you can't be done with them. We would hope that they both find some common ground to co-parent because they are having a child together.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes both of them sucking it up. Like, Megan has to suck it up even though he's a scumbag. Mm-hmm. And he has to suck it up and realize that, like, you have to be this baby's dad.
Yeah.
And so you have a role to fill. And so I hope whatever non-talking conversation, like, wherever they're at with non-communication changes whenever this baby is born and there's actually healthy communication moving right. forward, Simone.
We got 2 months to figure it out before this yeah. baby gets here. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Anyone ever try something on TikTok and it just absolutely failed? Like, just total fail. TikTok hack does not work. Or does anyone know of a TikTok hack? They're like, no, guys, this for real works. I didn't believe it. Saw it on TikTok, tried it for myself, and it actually crushes. Here's some advice. Give it a try. 314-531-9898. Because TikTok's full of hacks. Thank God it didn't go away because we got TikTok hacks.
Hallelujah.
AB's family tried a TikTok hack. How did it go?
Horribly. Which honestly is no surprise. So
yes, I've never tried one of those things that are on social media. Like, whether it's a recipe, they're like, oh, like, do this roll and make this yeah. thing. And it never looks this. I'm like, what is theirs and what is mine?
My family's made plenty of recipes on TikTok. Mine, myself included. And those are always great.
Same.
No, mine never look like that. I'm like, what is wrong with me? Don't answer that.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, well.
So there was this hack that is like pretty viral on TikTok still. Of putting castor oil on your stomach, which is something I had never even heard of, to it helps with digestion, basically.
What is castor oil?
Really?
Some type of oil.
Yeah, it's
everyone's
like-
doing it. You buy this thing and you put the oil on your stomach and then you put this like pouch thing on it to keep it intact and you do it overnight.
Yeah, castor oil was like in the old cartoons. That's what you gave kids who were like sick or something. They always got castor oil.
I don't know about any of that, but so my mom had been trying it, and I saw a TikTok that was this girl warning almost against it. She was like, just so you know, depending on like your height and your weight, you have to measure out how much oil you put on your stomach because it can really mess with like your insides.
Yeah, none of this really? Sounds like a good idea.
And so I sent that to my mom being like, hey, I know you're trying this. Like, watch out. She watched it, didn't think anything of it. And then she put oil on my sister's stomach being like, you need this. So she did that. The next morning, she threw up 5 times. She took one sip of her coffee and was just like projectile vomiting. And she couldn't figure out why for the next couple days. And then
she didn't think when she rubbed her body in full of just castor
oil. She didn't
even
think about it because she didn't know that was like something that could even happen. And then my mom kind of finally put two and two together and she was like, I am so sorry. And I was like, Mom, I sent you a warning. Like, you knew.
So I saw this trend, and anything that like helps, like, you know, you get skinnier or whatever, I'm like, oh, okay, I'll look into that. And I saw a warning as well, but a different kind. It was if you let the castor oil get in like your belly button, like your navel, it can like go into your organs and it makes you really sick.
Well,
I think that's
no
how it enters.
So this is supposed to help in digestion. There is zero part of me that thinks this is a good idea.
Apparently it's helping some people out there, but probably the people that are actually doing it right.
Okay. You've
Somebody,
tried it.
Yeah.
You saw it on social media, said, I'm going to go for it. It was a complete flop. Or you saw it on social media and you're like, no, this thing is awesome. Check this out, guys. Everyone needs to know about it. 314-531-9898. We want to hear your TikTok hacks. On Y98, have you ever tried something on TikTok and it just was an absolute flop? You know, there's like a million TikTok hacks and you're like, oh man, you got to try this. And you try it and you're like, didn't work for me. 314-531-9898. Talk about your all-time backfires. AB's family tried this castor oil hack. What is the hack?
You're supposed to put castor oil on your stomach, but you're supposed to measure it out, like, depending on your height and weight. And they just slapped it on there and put way too much, and my sister ended up throwing up.
And what are they supposed to do? Help your digestive system?
Yeah, and I guess it helped, like, too much.
Too much?
Very much so.
Lacey, you've heard of some of this castor oil, like, hacks and things like that, huh?
Yes, I have. And
were they doing it wrong, obviously, here?
Bad, ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they were putting castor oil on their hair and leaving it in overnight.
Oh, yeah.
To have their hair grow better on their scalp and have fuller hair. Well, people were waking up just like smelling like oil and they couldn't get it out of their hair.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, like, castor oil on your stomach is the same thing as just put it on your head. Like, that's probably going to go into your system, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, and now they make this product with castor oil in it for you for hair growth.
Huh.
Oh,
instead of doing so that's really useful.
I feel like people just mess with people on TikTok. Like, I'm just going to go up on TikTok and be like, see this mayonnaise? Put it on your face for a face
cream.
I'm
not kidding. I just bought this, like, beef thing that you're supposed to put on your face, and it's supposed to make your face look really good. I just bought that off TikTok.
Beef?
Beef tallow.
And it's supposed to do what?
I don't know. It's supposed to make you look younger.
Shut up.
What?
Oh, my God.
You're going to be That's slapping meat on your face?
Guys, look for
me. I will say the recipes are awesome. I do. I get all
yes,
the recipes.
Yes, the recipes are awesome.
I try these recipes. Like, oh, try this thing. And I come out, and my thing is, like, looking disheveled. Yes. And looking like
you got to find the right ones.
Man, none of them.
Exactly.
Like, if it's got more than one ingredient, I'm out. Literally, I'm going to be like, guys, I'm going to be see me on TikTok. Hey, fellas. Hi. I know a lot of you have been asking about my mayonnaise face. Slather the, put this all over your face and you'll look younger. And then people are going to be like, this guy looks so young. Look at him.
I had to buy the unscented beef one because apparently if you don't, your face will smell like beef.
You smell like beef. That's why. I knew someone smelled like beef in the studio.
I just don't even know what to say. Right. Slapping beef on the face is the new trend.
We have lost all control. AB is now lathering herself up in castor oil and then
people are texting in say they swear by beef tallow.
Yes!
Shut up.
It's the new thing.
Who texted in?
You guys, it's supposedly like a secret that's just now getting leaked that like this is how people like celebrities are looking younger. It's this beef.
Well, I'll do it if it works.
Shut up.
Exactly.
Oh, guys, follow me on Instagram and follow me on TikTok for your beef tips.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, let's roll through all the trending stories over the next 2 minutes because we know life is busy, so let's just scroll as fast as we can through the internet. I'll read some headlines and Hannah tells me which ones are interesting and I should give you details on. Like PETA wants to replace the groundhog for Groundhog's Day.
Why?
Punxsutawney Phil, you know?
He's a king.
Yeah, PETA doesn't like it. They don't like the way they, you know, like using an animal for that. So they want to do a weather reveal cake.
Hell no. I'm putting my... If that happens, I'm done.
You're canceling PETA?
Yes.
They said instead of using the groundhog to see its shadow, why don't we just slice in and then the cake will reveal if we're going to have winter or not for 6 more weeks.
No. Okay. And Punxsutawney Phil also has a mass TikTok following.
A whale fart almost started World War III.
What? Did it sound like a gun?
Anything.
Kind of.
Whale farts, I'm going to take.
So British Navy thought that sensors were going off underwater, that Russian drones were dropping devices or attacking them. So they're like, what is going on with Russia? And then they realized it was just a whale who farted.
I hope that whale doesn't feel embarrassed.
Yeah, he was gassy. He was gassy, they said. And they thought, like, oh, my God, we're under attack. We're under attack.
Poor baby.
A guy's junk froze to the ground.
That just killed Kevin.
A guy's junk froze. Let me get through the headline.
No, I don't want to hear it.
During a drunken brawl at a bar.
Absolutely
not.
Wow. Disgusting. Keep it moving.
You'll never know how this happened.
No, I can figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, why are your pants off?
Yeah.
Question one.
He was drunk. That's how he was fighting at the bar. And then kind of like...
In the nude?
And then you know how you like stick your tongue to something?
I was drunk is not an excuse to take your pants off.
And then he was like, the cops were laying him down. And when he was laying
Kevin
down...
Kevin is not okay. Kevin is crying.
It's like, you know how you take your shirt off to fight?
Yeah.
He's like, well, wait, man, I'm going to take my pants off too.
And then he got knocked down. And so... He was sitting there, and then it was so cold, his junk froze to the ground. And guys, if you're wondering if there's video of him getting pulled up, there is.
Oh!
Stop!
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, who's feeling like a gambler type on the show? Hannah loves the casino.
Love the casino.
All right, we are commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. We're going to play the I Bet game. So I will give you a category, and then you will bet how many you can name of that category. And Hannah... AB and Kevin will, whoever has the highest number at the end, where you say, I bet you can't do it, on the spot will be the one who actually will have to answer that many or name that many in the category. So I'll say, we'll use Disney movies. So you bet against AB and Kevin, Hannah, how many Disney movies you can name, and you could start.
Okay, at least 5.
At least 5 Disney movies. Now, Kevin, you get second.
I think I can do at least 10.
Well, he just jumped it. AB, do you think you could do more than 10?
12.
Hannah.
13.
Okay.
15.
20.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
Okay,
you think you can name 20, Kevin?
21.
You think 21?
21?
Maybe.
Oh, wow.
Maybe. You're about to
fall. Wow. Just bluffing. I don't think you can.
Kevin, do you want to take on 22 or do you want AV to go for 21?
I'd like to see AV go for 21.
Called out on the bluff.
Of
okay.
course it's me.
21 Disney movies you will have to name in less than 3 minutes. AV, like, why did I speak up?
I know, why?
She thought she was feeling risky. We'll find out how she does next. How much regret do you have right now, AV?
I really backed myself into a corner.
I cannot believe this. We played the I Bet game where you bet how many of a certain category you can name. Hannah said 20, and AB comes over the top and says 21 Disney movies I can name.
Wow.
And AB, in the history of us playing games and thinking of things on the spot, has never been quite the best at them. That's a nice way to put them. So I don't know what she was thinking, but she was feeling herself and now has to name 21 Disney movies without a miss, okay? I do think, though, of anyone who binge watches stuff, you and Kevin are up there. So yeah.
I mean, I grew up on Disney.
And you grew up on Disney. So if
you
ever had a chance to name anything in a category, Disney would be your chance. All right.
I'll keep track for you.
All right. Hannah's going to keep track.
Are you timing me or is it just? Okay.
You can just name it. You have a 5-second mark when you will set a 5-second mark.
Oh, my gosh.
If you are drawing a blank. Okay. Go.
Start hammering them off.
Tangled. Cinderella. Zombies 1, Zombies 2.
That technically counts.
Camp Rock, Camp Rock 2, High School Musical, High School Musical 2, High School Musical 3.
Yeah, that's technically counts.
The Wizards of Waverly Place movie, the Hannah Montana movie. My heart's beating so fast.
You're doing a lot better than I thought. Wow. I thought you were going to flop real fast. But now you're pausing, so I'm going to start the 5 seconds.
Lemonade
Mouth. Is that a real movie?
Yeah, that is.
Princess Protection Program.
How about some classics?
What's some Pixar? Is Pixar Disney?
Nah, that's up to debate, but I would count it for you. All right, I'm going to start a timer for 5 seconds again.
AV!
One.
You want to tag for some help?
Two. No, she's got to do it. 3. 4.
I'm blanking.
5. Need an answer.
No.
Yell at a movie. Buzzer, Kevin. Yell at a movie. Kevin's so nice. He's not hitting the buzzer.
Kevin, go slower.
Buzzer!
I'm blanking.
You can't do both of
them.
Monsters, Inc., Monsters, Finding Nemo.
Yeah.
Sleeping Beauty.
Those. I couldn't think of one more princess.
Little
I never watched those.
Bambi, Pinocchio.
Yeah. How many did she get, Hannah?
She got 13.
13 out of
21. Okay, that's not terrible.
I mean, I guess it depends on how you consider success. 13
People
out of 21.
People are screaming and ripping their eyeballs out
right,
in their
yeah.
car right now.
Guys, it's hard when Brett's counting down. Kevin's slow motion moving to the buzzer.
Every single day we go commercial free for an hour. Even my brother was texting me. He's like, hey, man, what's with the listen for the 60 minutes thing and you get 5K? I'm like, yeah, you just listen on the Odyssey app for 60 minutes. And when you hit that 60 minute mark, you instantly qualify for $5,000 a day. It's just really, that's it. It's that simple.
Bo would say something
like that. Yeah, Bo was like, hey, I want that 5K. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Nelly's now facing legal trouble enough to make people question his credibility with his music. I'll explain what's going on at 8:35.
It's going down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
Things are not looking hot in here right now for Nelly. He just got sued by the music company who produced like a ton of his songs. The lawsuit says that Nelly owes millions of dollars, yes, millions of dollars to the company R2 Productions for royalty fees for his music. So basically what happened is Nelly, when he first started out his career, like recording Country Grammar, this production company made a ton of like background music for him to use, and Nelly ended up using it, whatever. And then Nelly made some secret deal like off to the side where he paid $75,000 and supposedly he would own all those rights to those music. So it would be like Nelly didn't have a producer. He was his own producer. Well, that's not correct. This secret deal like confided with whatever deal he had with R2 Productions. So they're coming back and suing him for millions of dollars. This is like big and ugly. It involves the Saint Lunatics as well. Like they're involved. they're suing each other. Like, they're all like, hey, this is actually my music. No, it's my music. And it's a big, like, Spider-Man meme pointing thing going on with Nelly.
Because I think what happens a lot of times with rap artists in particular, but it could be anyone, someone will make the beats and then they rap over them and then be like, okay, I paid for the beat. But if Nelly didn't pay for the beat and then all of a sudden said, I own the music, but like, yeah, but you didn't really own the beat still. So you just say like, oh, the final production you own, but you still owe this person who produced the beat and you still owe them money per, like you said, royalty per spin or per whatever they do. He probably could still owe money to those guys because he didn't own the own the background music that he was rapping over.
And it might not seem like a lot, but the lawsuit cites breach of contract, fraud, misrepresentation, and conspiracy among causes of action. That production company is asking for at least $10 million for general damages and at least another additional $10 million for specific damages, along with an order granting D2 sole ownership of all of Nelly's music, custody, and control of the master recordings in question.
Wow.
So it is a big, ugly deal. Nelly already has been in legal trouble, so hopefully he can figure it out and hire some fancy St. Louis lawyer to get out all this trouble.
Right.
This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
Let's see if you can get the Mega Mind question of the day correct. People over the age of 60 have less of this. What do they have less of?
I don't know why, but I feel like it's trash. Like, I feel like they don't have to take out their trash as often.
Good guess.
I like that
less
guess.
Garbage.
I'm going to say less stress.
Less stress. Over the age of 60, stress-free.
I'm going to say less clothes.
Less clothes. Just like, hey,
that's a
keep
good
it simple.
Guess.
These were really, every one of you guys had really good guesses, so much so that somebody got it correct.
Hey!
That answer's coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
You guys had some really good guesses for the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. People over the age of 60 have less of this. Hannah, your guess was?
I said trash.
Kevin?
I said stress.
And I said clothes.
One person had it correct. When you turn 60, so you get to say goodbye to the stress.
Yeah.
People
I did it.
60,
I thought I was going to be right.
People over the age of 60 just feel like I got less stress. I did it. I'm done.
Damn, I can't wait to turn 60.
Me too. 60.
As the closest one to 60, it's not all that it's cracked up to be.
Mega Minds.
So every single year, Kevin does something to make him rich on the Brett Mega Show. It really is something that does bring wealth in a lot of different ways, and that's the Law of Abundance Check.
The Law of Abundance Check, and I do it every single Chinese New Year, and that is actually today. So we are moving from the Year of the Dragon to the Year of the Snake.
What does that mean? I was trying to look up what the Year of the Snake meant, and I'm like, does it mean like people are going to be like snaky?
No, Every animal on the Chinese zodiac has like a symbol for what it means, or what it or there's positives and negatives to it. Like, I was born in 1971, so I'm a year of the boar.
All right.
And you would all agree I am quite a boar. But you know, there's certain different traits of each animal, and with the year of the snake, you know, there's striking of a snake, but there's also, you know, as you said, there's some negatives, conniving, but more like a snake. Snakes are, you know, they last, man, and they get into places other people can't get into.
Interesting.
And there's some positives to every animal in the zodiac. But with the Law of Abundance, the positives are you write a check that's supposed to be kind of a wish out there to the universe for abundance for the year.
What's abundance?
It's like
a lot of something.
Yeah, exactly. And hopefully a lot of wealth, a lot of good vibes, a lot of good things for you.
See, I got a
year.
Lot of abundance of stress in 2024, so I got to be careful when I write my abundance check. Because I want to put out there good vibes, good energy,
so
money.
So it's a
coming.
Blank check.
It's a blank check. And I've been doing this thing for 20-something years.
Yep.
And I don't know if I've gotten a ton of abundance, but every year
I feel like it comes in different ways.
Yeah, and what you're supposed to do is with this check that you write, you're supposed to put it somewhere that you look at it then throughout the year and remember, hey, these are some good vibes going my way, and I want to remember, you know, that I want to have good things for wealth or health or whatever.
And what do you put on the check? That so you leave it blank, but then you have to sign it with some,
yeah,
some specifics.
So basically you put today's date, and you can do this within a 24-hour period of a new moon. So if you don't get it this year, you can do it the next new moon. Every month there's a new moon. So you put the date. And then you put who you're paying it to, like yourself or your family or whoever you want to put on your check. You leave it blank. In the memo, you put paid in full. And then where you would sign your check, you sign it Law of Abundance.
Mm.
So it's pretty simple. And there are a lot of different ways to do it because you can look it up online, Chinese Law of Abundance check, and they have different ways they do it. But the point is to have something tangible that you look at and you feel abundant. And you remind yourself good vibes through the year.
I've never heard of this before.
And then the next check, you know, so what do you do with the old check? Well, I've seen you're supposed to keep it. I've seen you burn it in a ceremony. I just tear mine up and throw it away and move on.
Do you? How often would you say that you look at this check, and when do you decide to look at it? When you're feeling stress or when you're feeling joy or both? When do you look at it?
I look at the check a lot, and I'll tell you why, because it's in my wallet. And, you know, when you go to your wallet to get your key card to get into the building or when you get a, you know, credit card or your debit card to pay for something or cash or whatever, I'm always in my wallet in some way, shape, or form. Mm. And I always see it because it's bigger than my wallet, so it always ruffles itself up on the edges.
Okay.
So, and I just look at it and go, oh, I remember. Oh, yeah, good luck for the year. Good luck for the year. And good wishes for my family.
Yeah. So I love that, and I love that. I feel like you could say what you want about, like, you make a lot of jokes about, oh, this job doesn't pay a lot, but I feel like you do have abundance of happiness and love and good people in your life, and so the check has been cashed every single year in abundance because you've had so much success in different ways, and it doesn't always have to be monetarily.
That's very kind of you to say. So if all the rest of you guys would write this check, I think we all could see abundance as a show, as a community, as a country. So, you know,
I will do it.
I lost my checkbook.
I think I was just going to say, Hannah and AB probably don't even have checkbooks, but I would do it with you, Kevin.
All right. I appreciate it.
There we go.
2 out of 4 ain't bad.
Yeah.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.